We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. My name is Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How are you?
I am great, Jay, and thank you so much for being here. I know he had a broken hand. It's healing.
But it's working. Busy. Look, my fingers. I can move my fingers. This is great.
You're doing great. I see the one hand set down there, though. You're also left-handed. You broke your left hand, of course, right?
Yep, of course.
I broke my right finger on my right hand. So yeah, that was a little painful, but we're getting through. And a lot of us are working from home right now. But you know what? No matter what, MTA is still out there helping the community. And we partner with so many wonderful organizations that do the same. And I'm so proud to introduce one to you today because it's called Crossover Downtown Outreach Ministry. It's a faith-based nonprofit agency located in downtown Flint, and they were founded with three different churches and just had a fourth join them. And the churches are First Presbyterian Church of Flint, it's the Court Street United Methodist Church, St. Paul's Episcopal Church, and Riverside Tabernacle. Now, their mission is to help people and families and children homeless with free emergency food, clothing, personal needs, household items, and other miscellaneous items. They do so many things like Christmas programs and Thanksgiving programs and back-to-school programs that give the families everything they need. And you know, we've had somebody in charge there for the longest time, and it was the executive director of Crossover Downtown. His name is Craig Livett, and he has been awesome. This man has been raised in Flint. He went to Flint Northern High School. He worked with the United States Army for 2 years before starting his career at GM. Spent 34 years there. He won all kinds of awards, GM's President Awards. And he is working now as a director of Crossover Downtown Ministries. He's done that since 2012, and he's still in that position right now, but the man is going to be retiring. It's like, wait a minute. He was married for 38 years to Sarah. Oh, that's the true success behind the man right there.
Always is.
That explains it. And three sons and five grandchildren. We have him on the line with us today, along with Denise Diller, who's going to be taking over his spot. And she, I can relate to her because she was raising two kids and going back to school. And she's going to be taking over his position. And we're also with somebody else who's wonderful, is Elizabeth Hamilton. Now, she was just started off as a intern, and she realized she really wants to help families, and that was her passion. So she's going to be taking over Denise Diller's job. So we're talking like musical chairs here, Jay.
Big time.
But they're all three with us. We want to thank you all three for being with us. And let's start with you, Craig, because it's not going to be the same with you leaving, but I understand you have to retire. You had a little retirement party, and you were totally surprised. We were able to surprise you with that, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They were all co-conspirators, and they totally ambushed me. So,
well,
it was very heartwarming.
You have a tremendous, great team over there. They really care about you. The community thanks you for all you've done for us, and you continue to do for us. And I know Denise said that she is taking over your role. She knows you're still going to be there to help her, and that's a great feeling. So tell us exactly, how does this work? You might be having families listen right now thinking, what? A Christmas program or a Thanksgiving program, back to school products? I need food. I need clothing. I need water. How can they get help from you? How is it they can connect with you to get that help?
You know what, Steph? I'm going to yield to the new director there, Denise Diller.
Oh, but yes,
this ball's in her court, so take it away, Denise.
Well, hi. Thanks for having us, number one. It's an honor to be here, and we're so thrilled. MTA has done so much to help us get our clients back home once they come and get help. But we are actually there Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. for client services. So if someone hasn't been to Crossover before, all they have to do is come on in and we'll get them taken care of. We also work with a network of over 100 different agencies in the community that refer people to us. So they're already helping people in some manner or another, whether it's through AARP or one of the mental health assisting organizations, rehabilitation organizations, the Department of Health and Human Services, and they simply refer people over to us. They come, get the items that they need, and we just try to do that with all the love and dignity that we can do it.
That's what I really love about your organization is you give people a dignity. You don't make them feel like you're helping them. You are partnering with them, and you make them feel like you're making a better community and not just helping that individual. And I love what you said. You had said each one of us is a job loss or a health issue away from needing the care and assistance of a place like Crossover. And you said it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be in a position to serve those in need of helping, being a helping hand. And that's how we all feel. MTA loves working together with you, partnering to help these families. And I know that your position, the development officer of Crossover, is now being given over to Elizabeth Hamilton, who I love that she came in as an intern, and then she realized that she knew the work of the nonprofit world was exactly what she wanted to do. And you guys together are going to make such a difference. And, you know, how can we help you as a community? I mean, I know you need volunteers. Do you need to find out more people in need to come to you? Well, how can we help you guys?
Well, I think Elizabeth should probably take this one.
That's what I thought.
Share the love.
Absolutely. It's exactly what you said. We really just are looking to build relationships, whether that's more partnerships with other organizations to really combine our resources just to help more people. And then also just reaching more people that we can help. We know that, we'd always love to reach as many people as we can and really spread the awareness of Crossover, because there might be someone out there who needs our help, but they've just never heard of us, and they just need to know we're here and we're available and we're here with open arms, and they can just step in our door and get whatever they need.
Well, I do know people want to give at Christmas time. I know you provide Christmas gifts for the families. And at Thanksgiving, people want to help them as well. And you provide all the things they need for a full Thanksgiving meal. You even have a character building camp for kids and a back to school program, providing backpacks full of school supplies and new clothing like underwear, new pair of shoes, winter coats for the children, and so much more. So I know you help people all year long. It's not just during the holidays. So if somebody does need that help, I know they want to get a hold of you. And you said Crossover is right here in Michigan, right? We're here in Flint downtown, but is there a phone number they can call or a address you can give them in order to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. We're at 414 West Court Street, right downtown. So we're just past Grand Traverse on the right-hand side. So white house with the green roof, a little mural on the side. And our number is 810-234-2479. We are also on Facebook, on Instagram. Our website is crossoverministryflint.org.
So what if somebody is just, maybe they'd lost their job and they've had a good income and they just needed help for the holidays or for a short time? Do they have to go through an agency to prove their need, or can they just say, I really need some food and come down and see you? How does that work?
We actually serve on a walk-in basis. So if someone hasn't been before, absolutely. They just need to come in. We'll get them what they need, and then we can find out what is their situation, and is there another place where we can guide them as well? Not only be there for the items that we can provide, but are there needs that go beyond that that we can help direct them in such a way so that we can get them through that rough time and help them cross over to a better time?
Which is perfect for the name, Crossover. But speaking of Crossover Ministries, you are changing the name. Tell us what the new name is going to be and why.
We are so excited. Our new name is going to be Crossover Outreach. And as you can see, we've just had a lot of issues over the years with people calling us various different names. And once again, we just want to be able to reach people in a clear, easy way. And we think Crossover Outreach makes it short and sweet and says exactly what we are, which is an outreach for anyone that needs it.
Awesome. That is very helpful. You guys, no one needs to go hungry when there's so many organizations
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely.
And we need to help.
Absolutely.
We need to help our partners. We need to help our neighbors. Maybe you don't know somebody who's in need. Sometimes they're too embarrassed to ask for help.
Right. Especially this year. COVID has devastated a lot of businesses and a lot of former employees.
Absolutely. Some people may have lost their jobs or they're just depressed and they can't even get out. They're afraid to get out. Well, MTA is there to help with the transportation to get them back and forth if they need that. And of course, there's free rides for all veterans that through the administration. They can actually get 6 free rides a month for anything health and wellness, and getting food is certainly health and wellness. So is there anything else you want to tell us about the organization or any information that maybe you've skipped over or something that people need to hear?
Just right now, we actually do have brand new, nice, warm winter coats for children. If there are kids, families out there who have kids who are cold and do not have a coat, please give us a call. We would like to get these on little bodies that need the warmth. And just that we're there if you have a need. If you're not sure what to do, give us a call, send us an email, fill out the form on our website with a question, private messages on Facebook, however it is that you feel comfortable contacting us, just make sure to reach out, because every single one of us, like we said, a job loss, a health issue, and with COVID, there are so many people that just need that helping hand. And we just want to make sure they know that we're there, no judgment, just with love, dignity, and whatever we can do to make life a little bit easier through difficult times.
I love that. And I know you must see all types. You see seniors, you see veterans, you see families, you see people that, I mean, they're all walks of life that come in and might need help at one time or every month as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Steph, could I make a couple comments?
Yes, please, Craig, please do.
I'd just like to wrap this up a little bit. Now, you've just interviewed the two key people at Crossover, the face of Crossover in our community. And you can see why I couldn't feel better about moving into the background now and letting them run with this, because they're great people. They're going to do a fantastic job. Okay. But I'd just like to talk about a couple things here. Number one, we can never, ever lose sight of the fact that the reason we exist is for those clients. And Denise and Elizabeth and the board and I have always had these conversations that the most sacred thing that we carry with us every day into the community is the voice of those clients, the folks that we look daily across that counter at and say, how can we help you? Okay, that's really why we exist, to be their voice in spaces just like this, where sometimes they're not invited. You know, a lot of them more talented than me, by the way, or any of us on this podcast, but they're not invited by circumstance. So that's a very important part. And one of the things that truly educated my heart while I was at Crossover is the fact that we operate in a space that allows us to care and love for those clients and just be there. Sometimes just to listen. So I wanted to add that. And with that, I'll close. And thank you, Denise. And thank you, Elizabeth, for taking on this awesome responsibility. And I couldn't feel better about leaving.
Well said. Wow. That's very nice. Well, Christmas is coming up next week, and so we're wishing you all a very nice Christmas and hopefully a happy, well, Christmas. And is there any Christmas last messages you'd like to give to us?
Oh, just thank you so much. Merry Christmas. We're wrapping up our Christmas program. Our wonderful staff is currently boxing up items for children and families in community. And we just want to thank everyone who makes a difference in the lives of someone in need in our community, no matter who they work for, where they work, whether they're a volunteer, a donor, everyone. It's just such a blessing.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Now, one last thing too, if somebody wanted to donate to you, where can they do that?
They can come in the door Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Just drop anything off, come say hi, and they can also even receive a tour if they'd like to look around, see the building, see all we've got going on. If they want to make a financial donation, they can either mail it to us with our address or they can do it online. We've got links on our website or Facebook. And again, any other questions, anyone can just reach out to us, and we're happy to answer.
Awesome, Elizabeth. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth and Denise and Craig. Craig, enjoy your retirement. It's going to be well-deserved, I am sure.
And the website, again, is going to change too, isn't it, or no?
It will, but for now, it's crossoverministry.flint.org.
Awesome.
And we will be putting that out there as soon as that name change is 100% and that switchover happens.
All right. Well, wonderful. Elizabeth, did you have any last minute words? I think you tried to say something there for a second. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Thank you, Steph. I just wanted to say thank you so much for having us. It truly is a blessing to be able to do the work that we do and to see how much help there is in this community. It truly feels like one giant family wanting to help each other. So thank you so much, and I wish you all to stay safe and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to all of you as well. And thank you for your time on this. And you know, next week there's going to be a Christmas special. We have some talented MTA choir members.
Oh boy.
And I hear that Santa has promised to come through and he's going to make his little appearance and a visit. So be listening for Santa and all the fun right here next week on the Road with MTA and Stephanie Kay and Jay.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.